'Twas the week before Christmas, and George and I got thinking this was finally the year the Nationals stopped stinking. The team won the NL East, but Steven Strasburg couldn't be sadder, because after winning 15 games, he had to
get shut down when the games start to matter.
The team was in the playoffs and all snug in their beds, with visions of the Cardinals dancing in their heads. Drew Storen gave it up, and that was pretty tough. A two-run lead, one strike away, and
kind of come down to that, it's pretty tough.
Then there was Bryce Harper, and boy did he set some examples, getting drilled and stealing home against that nasty Cole Hamels. Hamels got a fine, a suspension, and asked, why is that so? Well, Harper knew what everyone else did. That's a
clown question, bro. Clown question, bro.
At the winter meetings, Davey Johnson was causing such a clatter. He's coming back for another year, and boy, it really does matter. There is unfinished business for the man who's the head gnat. Davey is never bashful and said,
World Series or bust, I'm comfortable with that.
With the moon over Camden Yards and the new fallen snow, for the first time in 14 years, the Orioles didn't, well, you know. They made the playoffs winning 93, and the fans finally said amen. But for Buck Showalter, it was all about
getting the Baltimore Orioles relevant again.
Now Buck, now Dan, now Hardy and Wieters. Add simply AJ10, and man, what a bunch of leaders. They lost to the Yanks in 5, missing out by a little bit. Then the owner chimed in.
We'll be back next year. They better get ready for it.
Tough guy, and he's going to take all the credit.
Oh, yeah, real tough guy.
For the Redskins in April, all their fans jumped with glee. The team traded away the farm and then drafted RG3. He was so happy to be a Redskin, and he made your heart melt. He even broke out into song.
Hell to the Redskins. That's how I felt.
It's now a run to the playoffs for the Burgundy and Gold. There is a winning streak in play, but not everyone is sold. RG3 sprained his knee but said he is fine, and after missing a game,
I got all my strength and everything. It's just a matter of time.
The Skins may make the playoffs, then they may not. But for the first time under Shanny, they're giving it their best shot. These games in December, you can cut the tension with a knife. And doing it now, Shanny knows.
Every game that you play, you'll remember for the rest of your life.
Heisty's making me talk Ravens again because they're playoff bound. He doesn't mention they lost to the Redskins. But they backed in this year without making a sound. They went from Cam to Caldwell, and they're still off track. So it comes down to Joe Flacco, and he knows.
It starts with the quarterback.
The Wizards got off to just a horrendous start. Even at 0-12, though, they were still playing with heart. They broke the ice against the Blazers, and all the fans said, wow. And for head coach Randy Whitman,
that ice was 4 or 5 feet deep, but it's broken through now.
We had just 3 minutes, so we had to leave some things out. If we didn't mention your team or sport,
like the NHL.
Oh, right. Please don't go and pout. We want the Nats to win again, and if we have to, we'll beg, so Davey doesn't have to say,
send me away, Craig.
I'm glad I'm not the only one that has that problem.
Enough. Merry Christmas to all, and to all a good night.